Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Etta Banks and Minister Tamika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. To God be all the glory and the honor, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I hope you hear me loud and clear. No matter what, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Beloved, this is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And today, my co-host will not be with us today, but her name is Minister Tamika Garnes. She has the privilege of being at her job today. And so that is where she is, so she can't be with us. She sends her love, and she said already to let y'all know that she misses you, but can't be with us today. As always, I want to say good morning to Tamika, Tamika Sheldon. Good morning to you, beloved. It's always a pleasure to say good morning to you. Will not forget you. You are my heart, my love, my daughter in the Lord, and I thank God for you and for your awesome mother, Joyce, who brought you into this world and lent you to me. Yes, she let me, she shared you with me, and for that I am so grateful. I thank God for her as well, an awesome woman of God, and of course our longest follower that we've had on our show. She is the ultimate follower. And so we definitely do thank God for her. Good morning to Joyce in New York. Good morning, precious heart. I still pray for you, your son, and your grandchildren. God bless you. I thank God for you. You have been faithful as well. To Prophetess Kim, good morning, beloved. Another dear heart of ours, another follower. We thank God for you. Prophet Crawford and his wife Songbird, God bless you. Isaiah in Pennsylvania, and Isaiah in Chicago, God bless you, love you. Michelle Williams Stevens, bless you, a member of New Vision for Life. Prophetess Dorn, God bless you, woman of God. Again, thanking the Lord for you. Deacon Thomas Farr, who started here on radio. He started his first, his first involvement with radio here on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And God bless him as a listener. Then he began to pitch in and do some guest hosting. And from there, he went ahead and opened his own show. God bless him for that. And now he has his show called Issues Christian Men Talk. And as long as I can remember, and I pray that that'll be for a long, long time, I will always encourage you to look him up on Facebook, Issues Christian Men Talk, or Thomas Farr, and that's F-A-R-R. Look him up, find out the dates and times that he does his show. So I know Saturday mornings, I believe Saturday mornings, Monday nights, and Thursday nights. So he does three shows. And it's a show that you definitely want your fathers, your husbands, your brothers, your sons, your uncles, your cousins, you want them as men to listen to the show. And of course, just the way he listens to our show, I encourage you women to listen to it as well, because there's awesome information that are helping the brothers out, awesome information. And I am a true believer that as women that are involved in these men's lives, we ought to know the issues that our men are going through and the solutions that they are being taught or that they discover together on this show. So I encourage you to look again on Facebook and or either just do the archives on Blog Talk Radio and pull up Issues Christian Men Talk and just listen to any of the shows. Listen to them. You will not be disappointed. I promise you. You will not be disappointed. I also want to say good morning to Teresa Duvall and, oh my goodness, in Ohio. Oh my gosh, I do believe she's in Ohio. And listening to our show via online. She goes and listens via the computer. So the ones that I mentioned just now, you listen to us, you know, through your telephone, and I can see your numbers. I don't see Teresa's number, but I do hear from her after every single show. And so I just want to thank God for her. And just as Joyce has been the longest standing follower on Heart to Heart, Teresa has been my longest friend. We have been friends since we were 12 years old, praise God, and still hanging in there together. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that. I want to send condolences to my family. I was in Pennsylvania on Monday for a funeral, and today there is another funeral back in Pennsylvania. And so condolences to my sister, her husband, brother passing, his cousin passing. These are people that we, you know, to me, they were family to me as well. And so, you know, we send condolences to them. We also want to send condolences to First Lady Marie Campbell, Bishop Campbell's wife. Bishop Campbell passed away, and his services are coming up on Monday. Excuse me, they're coming up on Monday, Sunday and Monday. His services are coming up. So my condolences to the family there, to the Organization of War, World Assembly Restoration. We send our condolences as well there. So also, you know, to any of you that may have lost any loved ones recently, and we haven't mentioned it, we want to say our condolences. Our condolences. We are sorry for any loss that you may have had. Okay, let us go ahead and open in prayer. And of course, as always, beloved, I ask you that as I pray, that you are praying there as well. That you are lifting your loved ones up before God, that you are touching and agreeing with me, and as I will touch and agree with you. But please use this time also to pray. I know that, you know, many of you wake up just in time to get on this line, and so this will be your first contact with God. So let us all pray together. Let us all pray together. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do thank you, we honor you, we bless you. We magnify your holy name, Lord God, because you truly are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the great I Am, the Alpha and Omega, and Lord God, there is none like you. I thank you for this day, Lord God. I thank you for all that you're doing. God, I thank you for keeping us, Lord God, keeping us in your hands, not letting us go through the night. I praise your holy name because you chose to wake us up this morning, oh God. You gave us the opportunity to be with you another day. Gave us the opportunity, oh God, to give Holy Spirit the chance to lead us and guide us and help us to accomplish the very purpose that you have created us for, the assignment that you have given us, Lord God, to do. God, I thank you for this in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, as we go about this day, we seek your forgiveness, oh God. We seek your forgiveness for any and every single thing we did, whether it was in word, thought, or deed, oh God, and even the sin of omission, Lord God. Forgive us for not doing what we should have done. And as you do, Lord God, we forgive those, oh God, that have sinned against us. And we know that we have been created in your image, and Holy Spirit lives within us. Hallelujah. Therefore, we are able to forgive. That let there be nothing that anyone has done to us keep them from knowing you. We pray for their salvation. We pray that you will forgive them, Lord God. We pray that you would welcome them into your family, oh God, into the body of Christ. Every man, oh God, deserves the chance that we have and the opportunity that we have experienced. Your son, Jesus Christ, came and he died and he rose again for every single one of us, oh Lord God. Let us not count one sin larger than the other. Let's not talk about how justified we are, Lord God, to hate and to be angry and mad. But Lord God, that our sin is just as great as the sin that anyone did against us, oh Father. So Lord, we are asking for forgiveness for them as well. God, I thank you that you have truly kept us during this time. Lord, I ask you to help us in our unbelief when we are going through this season, oh God, right now. Lord God, you know the people that are suffering with this coronavirus, oh Lord God. Father, the people that are quarantined, those that have lost their loved ones, Father God. You see how our country is being turned upside down, Father God, not just this country, Lord God, all over the world, oh God, in the different countries, in China and in Italy, Lord God, and wherever else it is, oh God, that there's a large number of people being affected by this virus. Lord God, I thank you that we have you, Lord God. I thank you that it's by your stripes we are healed. I thank you, Father God, that we are covered by your blood. And Lord God, that we should not walk in a spirit of fear because you did not give us, Lord God, that spirit. You didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and a sound mind. I thank you for the angels that's been dispatched over us, oh Lord God, that's watching us and keeping us. I thank you for the blood, the shed blood of Jesus that shall never, ever lose its power. God, I thank you, Lord God, that we have nothing to fear, but that we should walk in wisdom in all that we do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, restore that which has been stolen, O Lord God. Father, I bind up and cast out the spirit of death that hovers over this country, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. That, Father, that your will shall be done here on earth as it is in heaven. I thank you that greater is he that is within us than he that is in this world, O Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that this virus is covered under the 39 stripes that Jesus, your son, took on his back, that we would be healed, that we would be delivered, O Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that Jesus sent his word and it healed our disease and every dis-ease, Lord God. I thank you that the iniquity of our forefathers, Lord God, that those chains have been broken, those covenants are broken over our lives, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you because you are still in ultimate control, You are in control in the name of Jesus. So by the authority of the name of Jesus, God, I speak to this virus. I speak to the flu. I speak to diabetes and high blood pressure and cancer, Lord God. I speak to them, Lord. Multiple sclerosis, God, I speak to it in the name of Jesus. Blindness, deaf, mute, Lord God. I speak to every organ, heart attacks, oh God, cancer, God. I speak to it in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare that you have no right, you have no authority to us. And the spirit of death, you must bow to the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we shall not die, but we shall live and declare the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. God, I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Lord God, let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Let it be done, O Lord God. May we walk in the fullness of your glory that you might be glorified. I praise your holy name, O Lord God. I thank you also, Lord God, for the many members of our church that are fasting, that are praying, O God, that are on the wall, that won't come down off the wall until we see your plan come into play, Lord God. Father, we praise you. We honor you. We thank you. We glorify your holy name. We glorify your holy name. Lord, be with Pastor Charles and Deacon Charles as he is in the hospital, Lord God. Father God, touch him, heal him, deliver. Lord God, I decree he is healed. He is healed in the name of Jesus. He is healed. Lord, for Michelle Williams' father, Ray, touch his body, O God. I speak, O God, to that cancer and tell him no longer can you exist in his body. You go in the name of Jesus. Cancer, be gone. Your assignment is aborted in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for this, Lord God. We thank you and we give you the glory and the honor. Lord God, be with us today. Even as we continue this series, be with us today, O God, on how, Father God, how we can develop that getting beyond the four walls mentality, developing this, Lord God, where that we won't just go to the church and communicate and fellowship one with the other, but, Lord God, that we will take this, Lord God, out of the four walls, and take it to the streets, God. Lord, we thank you, we honor you, and we bless you. We give you all the glory and the honor. In Jesus' awesome, magnificent name, amen and amen. Amen, 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 amen. Praise be unto God. Beloved, before we actually start our lesson for today, listen, honeys, please, 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 beloveds, do not walk in fear. Do not walk in fear, because God didn't give us the spirit of fear. He didn't give that to us, but a power and love and a sound mind. Please be wise. Wash your hands. Wash, you know, and sanitize, you know, your property. The door handles on things you touch, do those things. I am not telling you not to do that. Do that. Be wise. Because in the word, it tells us we must use wisdom. So be wise in doing it. Just don't panic. Don't be in fear. Fear will paralyze you and it will kill you. So, beloved, trust in God. Trust in God, and no matter what befalls you, no matter what, God is still in control. He is still in control, and that's where we find our peace, that peace that passes all understanding, the peace when everything else is falling down around us. We can bask in the presence of Almighty God, knowing that He has us. He's got us, no matter what. The blood of Jesus was not shed in vain. The blood of Jesus was not shed in vain. So let us be mindful of that as we go on. Let us be mindful of that. I just want to touch a little bit back on part one of this series of getting beyond the four walls mentality. And in the first part of this, it was developing the intimacy with God. And in developing intimacy with God, we started with the old hymn. And I don't know if I did that here. I think I did, but I know I did it in church. But the old hymn, he walks with me and he talks with me. And he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other known. Beloved, even in this season, he is walking with us. And in this season, he is talking with us. And we are his. So there is joy that we share as we tarry there. None other has ever known. Beloved, be in peace as we go through this day, as we go through this time of fellowship one with the other, as we adhere to the laws of the land, as long as those laws are not causing us to sin, then we go along with the laws of the land, and we thank God for everything that he is doing to us, with us, for us, and through us. And I praise his holy name. I truly do praise his holy name. So, my loves, this time, remember when we talked about the fact that the goal of this series is to learn to take the prophetic anointing to the streets, and that's called power evangelism. And one must be filled with God's power and anointing before one can give it away. So we will examine how to get filled with God's presence. So that's developing intimacy with God and worship. And then look at taking it to the streets. And so the first one, the first lesson was actually the developing of the intimacy with God. And today we're going to look at the worship and the prophetic, looking at the worship and the prophetic. Sweethearts, as we begin to worship God, as we worship him, as we glorify his holy name, as we excite him, as we refresh him, as we bless him with our praise, with the fruit of our lips, as we do this with him, he calls us blessed. He says that we are his children, and we just begin to worship him. And as we worship him, blessed be the name of the Lord, the spirit of prophecy begins to rise up in the air. The spirit of prophecy and worship begins to flow the way that it should. I believe it was John that wrote in the Word of God that he heard in heaven many worshiping God, worshiping him, and people, as they worship, that opens and makes the air and the atmosphere conducive of prophecy, conducive for healing, conducive for God to move and have his way and what it is he wants to do with us. When we are worshiping God, then prophecy comes forth, and as the prophecy comes forth, we are able to speak a life into even dead situations. We're able to bring instructions and directions to what the Lord would have done. God reveals himself to us. Even in this season, there are those who were already warned, even before this breakout came, that this was coming, that this was coming. And that comes from us worshiping God. Worship him and stirring up the spirit of prophecy. The testimony of Jesus is in the very spirit of prophecy. If we, any of us, and I know all of us that I know of that are on this line, any of us, once we are born again, then the true spirit of God is within us, and therefore we hold the spirit of prophecy. Yes, we hold it. A lot of people don't want to let that spirit of prophecy out. They hold it in. They quench the spirit, and it is the very life and the breath of Almighty God flowing out to accomplish that which it is sent to do. And that's what God wants us to do. He doesn't want us to quench the spirit. He does not want us to hold back. He gave us his spirit. He gave us his spirit to empower us and to endow us to go forth and do what it is he wants done on the earth. In Luke 1, chapter 1, verses 67 through 69, excuse me. It says, and his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. And as we continue to look throughout the verses, as it continues on, you'll see the worship and the prophetic coming forth in the name of Jesus. And babies, as we worship God, our focus is on him. He is the spirit of truth in us, and it opens our eyes to behold the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Praise be unto God. And babies, as I even read that, beloved, right now, he is the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He is in the battle with us during this coronavirus. He is in this battle with us. Praise be unto God. Understand that he did not leave us here. As we are being in that intimate place with God, He floods us with more light and more truth. He overwhelms us with his love. The joy begins to bubble up. And in his presence, there is fullness of joy. Christ in us, experiencing the anointing or the anointed one in us. Babies, 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 I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you. There is no place that I would rather be than in the presence of Almighty God at any time, day or night, any time in our lives. We ought to want to be in his presence. And in his presence, there is the fullness of joy. So no matter what is going on, we will have the joy that passes all understanding, just like Elizabeth did. And the word said that, and when it came to pass, that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, when Mary said hi to her cousin Elizabeth, the baby in Elizabeth's womb leaped. John in the womb was praising God as he was swimming in the river, hallelujah, in his mother's womb. And it said, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she spoke out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Prophecy came forth because the Spirit of God was there. The Spirit of God was there. And beloved, the word goes on to say, and whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. That's Luke 1, 41 through 45. Again, we see worship and then the spirit of prophecy. Bless God. As we go further on into the word, we see when Paul laid his hands on them to receive the Holy Ghost, they spoke in tongues. They worshiped and prophesied. When we speak in tongues, we are not speaking unto men, but unto God. And when we do this, hallelujah, I'm telling you, it stirs up something in our Father because he loves to be worshiped. He created us to worship him. And when we come together corporately for worship, there is nothing greater. And I don't want to ever take away the greatness of individual, private, personal worship. That is an awesome, awesome state. But I love it when we get together and the sound of the voices speaking out into the atmosphere, the sound rising up to meet Abba, Abba right where he is, the sound that refreshes him, the sound that makes him pay attention to us. I thank God when we come together for that corporate worship and praise. And when we do so, the prophetic word is stirred up in us, hallelujah, and the healing is stirred up, and the spirit of deliverance is stirred up. And I thank the Lord for this, praise God. I thank God for it. And when we do this, my God, when we do this, we understand that man shall not live by faith alone, by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That word that proceedeth means going forth, and it is the rhema word of God, a God-breathed spoken word, which is prophecy, which is prophecy. Beloved, I'm telling you, it is an awesome, awesome place to be, an awesome place in the presence of God with worship and praise, with worship and praise. Beloved, this is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And if any of you have anything that you would like to say and chime in at this point, press 1 on your keypad. We are here to share with one another, Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And we thank God as we open the lines to hear from you what is on your heart this morning. Take time today and get in that intimate place with the Lord. Take time today to worship him so that the prophetic word can come forth in the name of Jesus. And you may say, you know, well, what is this thing called prophecy? What is it? But true prophecy, 1 Corinthians 14:3, it says, but he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. So true prophecy will bring forth edification, which means moral, spiritual instruction or improvement. Architecture, building, confirmation to edify. To build a house in edification, spiritual profit or advancement. This is what it means for us to edify, edification. So that comes from prophecy. Exhortation means to urge earnestly by advice, warning, to do what is proper or required, admonish strongly. These are definitions from Webster. The act of calling towards or hither to help, begging, encouragement towards virtue. An exhortation or admonition or encouragement for the purpose of strengthening and establishing the believer's possession of redemption, to strengthen faith. This is how we exhort God. Paraklesis is the Greek word for exhortation. And then there is comfort. Comfort means to strengthen much, to soothe in distress or sorrow, to ease the misery or the grief of, bring consolation or hope to, free from worry or pain. This is what God wants us to do as we are bringing forth prophecy. When we prophesy, the Holy Spirit is breathing life into us with words that create and establish. When we receive His words, they will build, strengthen, comfort, and encourage us in faith. God is also building His building within us. We are the church. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And only His words can create and establish His kingdom in us. God wants us to grow up. He wants to mature us so that we can walk in the light as Jesus is the light. We are to walk full of confidence in our Lord, knowing that we are in Him and that He is in us. To God be the glory and the honor. To God be the glory and the honor. And again, we praise God for this. We praise God for this. Oh, my God, I tell you, I love Him. I honor Him. And I want you to come to that place that no matter what, beloved, no matter what, that we do this together, that we do this together. As Christ is building the kingdom within us, and as we walk in that confidence in knowing that He is in us and we are in Him, and we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, and all in whom all the buildings fitly framed together grow unto a holy temple in the Lord. Yes, we are built together. We are a habitation of God through His Spirit. And to God be the glory. To God be the glory. I again thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for what He is doing. Oh, my goodness. I get excited about the word. I get excited. I get excited about what God is doing. Yes, 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 I'm telling you. And I pray again that as you are going forth on today, going forth on tomorrow, that you will not let the enemy steal your joy right at this, when I start to say right at this moment, that you will continue to know whose you are and who you belong to. Know that beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are not forgotten, that we are together, praise be unto God, with one another, but mostly with God. What does worship do? Worship releases the presence of God and His glory. In Psalms 24:7, it says, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Listen, listen, do you understand that that is a promise from God? That when we lift up our heads, when we lift up our heads, lifting up our praise, oh, the everlasting doors are opened, and the King of glory shall come in. It shall come in. Our worship is like a vapor that ascends into the heavenlies. It, you know, look, get the picture of, whew, Jesus, get the picture of when you put your tea kettle on your stove and you turn the light on underneath it and the water begins to simmer at first. It heats up, then it simmers. And that simmer turns into a boil, and then the steam comes out of the whistle or the, you know, your tea kettle spout, or even if it was just a pot of water, just watching the different stages, and it begins to boil up, and the steam comes out, and it goes up and up and up. And, baby, that is exactly what happens when we worship God. It is like a vapor that ascends into heaven. It is a vapor that goes up, and it causes the Spirit of God to move like lightning to release His words which blows away. It's his wind, the wind of God. It blows away all the lies, all the deceptions of the enemies, the stronghold, hallelujah. Psalms 135:7 addresses this. It says, he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightning for the rain. He bringeth the wind out of his treasuries. Yes, also, you inhabit the praises of your people. Psalms 22:3. Beloved, just think that when we do this, praise God, when we do this, that again, we are causing things to happen in the atmosphere. We are causing such an awesomeness to come about because we have grabbed Abba's attention. He inhabits the praises of his people. He inhabits the praises of his people. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I thank God. I thank God for what he's doing. I pray that you are finding peace even in what we're saying now. I pray that you will begin to worship God. Worship him in song. Worship him as you're speaking in tongues. Worship him in the dance. Worship him. Just let the praise and worship just flow throughout your home. And if you have any instruments, use your instruments. You know there was a time, beloved, before a lot of people had, you know, instruments, the horns and drums and so forth. You know, we banged on the desk and the table or in the woods, you know, banging on logs and so forth, you know, to make the drums. Put rocks and things in bags and shook them, and it gave off the sounds of rattles and a cymbal, like, you know, babies, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make music to him today. Make music and worship him today. It is so vitally important that we are doing this. God loves us to worship. He loves to hear instruments of worship. You remember that Satan was the chief worshiper in heaven. Instruments flowed from him when he walked, when he moved his arm, music just flowed from him. It flowed from him. And when he was kicked out of heaven, it left the angels, the two-thirds that was left there, for them to continue worshiping him. But God put worship on his people. He filled us. He created us to worship him. And remember, we're learning how to get intimate with God, filled with his spirit, so that we can bring forth the prophetic word. As God speaks in us, we bring forth that prophetic word. We're speaking it out into the neighborhood, into our families, into the hospitals and nursing homes, on our jobs, as we pray for one another, pray for others. That's what's happening. And this is how, in our intimacy with him, that we are being built up with the Spirit of God, so that we can take it to the street. What a joy. What a pleasure. What a pleasure. We must do what Abba wants us to do. It's a joy. My God. So many churches today can't seem to break through the stagnation of worship. Some of it is so dry. But Jesus is not dry. However, he is not dry. He is the one that has told us, assemble ourselves together. And in unity of praising and worship, Jesus himself, I'm telling you, is part of that. And I believe that as we lay everything aside and praise and worship God, that we will see his glory, that we will see his glory. I don't know about you, but I am so looking forward to being in church tomorrow. I am so looking forward. I look forward to being here with you today, just to be able to share this with you today. It has been an honor. It has been a pleasure just to share this with you today. And I am so looking forward in being in church tomorrow. I'm looking forward to a high praise and worship. I'm looking forward for the portals of heaven to be opened. I'm looking forward for the ministry through the flags and any children that are there as they worship God in the dance before the Lord. I'm looking forward to our praise and worship team leading us and guiding us into the third heavens. I'm looking forward to the words coming out of our mouth, sometimes just the moan or the groan as we go before God and worship him. Beloved, he walks with us and he talks with us and he tells us that we are his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. God has created us for his glory. What are we going to do with that? What are we going to do with that? I pray that you be filled with the joy of the Lord today. I pray that everything you need, that you will call on Jehovah Rapha Harasha. Oh, Jehovah Rapha, our healer. I pray that you call on Jehovah Jireh, our provider. I pray that you call on Jehovah Shalom, our peace. I pray that you will call on Emmanuel, God with us, that you will call on Elohim, hallelujah, that you will call on Abba, Father, praise be unto God, that you will call him friend as he calls us friend, that you would do this in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will call on him as the judge and go before him with every case that you have. God is the judge. Jesus Christ is our advocate, so he's our lawyer. And Jesus goes before the judge and pleads our case. And the fact that Jesus and God are one, hallelujah, he can't deny his son. He can't come against his own self. He has to speak in our favor. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Beloved, an awesome, awesome time in the Lord. An awesome time in the Lord. And we give God praise for this. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise be unto God. If Prophetess Kim, would you please, if you're there still, press 1 on your keypad so we can ask you, love, about the conference for next week. Press 1 on your keypad, and we want to get an update on what the Lord is doing. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Good morning, beloved. Amen. How are you today?
Good morning. Good morning. Good. How are you?
I am truly blessed and highly favored. I am high on Jesus, honey.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, yes. You want to give us an update on about your conference?
Yes, the conference is scheduled for next Saturday, the 21st. It is Vessels of Honor Conference, consecrated, set apart, fit for the Master's use. We are excited in the midst of all that's going on. And we're still trusting God and believing that God has a word from heaven for his people. We are pressing. We are praying. We are still being prayerful and mindful of everything. But we're moving forward. As of now, we are still moving forward in Jesus' name. Everyone is still confirmed. So we're just excited about what God is going to do, that we have been chosen for such a time as this. And this is just amazing to me, prophetically, that God is, you know, this theme, vessels of honor, that God is raising up a remnant of people who have been chosen, who he knew he could count on, who he knew he could use during this time and even during the midst of the coronavirus, to stand on the wall, to pray, to speak what thus saith the Lord in the midst of pandemonium, that we will not live in fear, that we are surrounded by peace, that we are covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. And because we are vessels of honor, because he has chosen us, that means the enemy can by no means harm us. So I'm just thankful to God for what he's doing, what he is yet to do. And I look forward to seeing everyone next Saturday. The information can be found on the website, which is www.diamondsinruff.org. The cost is $50. We have breakfast and lunch included. We have a gospel comedian coming. Praise God for Prophetess Dawn, who will be doing our flag ministry. We have liturgical dance ministry. We have an anointed minister of music. I'm excited. His schedule is so crazy. But I thank God that he is locked in. We are ready. We are ready. We are ready. I've been preparing. I have our gift bags ready for everyone. And even though it was our women's conference, it was opened up to men because the last conference, men came and they were blessed and they asked to come. So it's open for men and women, even though it's supposed to be a women's conference. Amen. So we are ready. I have a few giveaways. In the midst of all of this that's been going on, I've been out running and planning and prepping to greet everybody and to meet everybody in the place. Pastor Ricky is preparing our menu again for us, so we're excited about that, looking forward to some great food. And we're going to have spiritual food. We're going to have natural food. We're going to laugh. You know, we just believe in God for a mighty move at such a time as this. We need a move from God. We need a word from God. I thank you, Apostle, always for your prayers, most for your prayers, for your support. And I just thank God for the kingdom connection. Amen. So I'm just grateful to God. And it's in Accokeek, Maryland, which is about 15 minutes past the National Harbor. It's at Accokeek Firehouse. We're opening the doors at 8:30, starting with prayer, and we will kick off at 9 a.m. sharp. It's from 9 to 4 o'clock. As the Lord leads, we're praying we can actually have our open panel discussion at this session, where we get to dialogue, talk, ask questions, and just talk about whatever's on the minds of the saints, any questions that we might have, you know, as believers, as saints, as men and women of God. So I'm just grateful, and I'm looking forward to seeing everyone next Saturday. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, woman of God. Thank you so much, and I am looking forward to being there. You know that Minister Tabika and Pastor Charles and I, we will be there Saturday. And and this is what our third one, is it the third one? Or
yes.
The third or fourth? Oh, and Michelle, too. Michelle will be there as well. And we have been blessed every single year. We have been blessed. So truly looking forward to it. I know it's going to be a high time in the Lord.
Amen.
I know it is.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Oh, beloved, I tell you, I thank God. And listen, let me tell you, while you were saying about the men came the last time and they asked to come back this time, that's exactly how New Vision for Life Church, how we got started. It was I was having monthly women's meetings, and our women were meeting on a monthly basis. And one day, Holy Spirit spoke to me and gave me the vision and said, out of this, the church will grow. And I had no idea what he was talking about. And again, he repeated, out of this, the church would grow. And I opened my eyes, and I saw where the women from the women's meeting began to bring their mates and their children, because they were being blessed, they were being healed and delivered, and they didn't want to keep that only to themselves. They wanted their whole family to experience it. And so the Lord showed me that we, you know, had to open it up and for the men and the children to be allowed to come, and that grew into what is now New Vision for Life Church.
Wow.
And
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. I thank the Lord. So I just truly pray the anointing again of God being on your conference, and that everything that God has for you, for your participants, for those that are ministering, that it will all come forth in the name of Jesus. And I know that no weapon formed against any of us shall prosper. So we all are going forth in Jesus' name.
Yes, amen.
Amen. And listen, folks, let me tell you also, what is the gentleman's name that did the cooking, beloved, the bishop?
Pastor Ricky Davis.
Pastor Ricky Davis, yes, that's right. An awesome man of God, an awesome man of God, a prophetic man of God. He ministered to every last one of us the last time. And y'all that know me know that I love to eat. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he made a healthy meal. He's very health conscious. And he made a very healthy meal. And I am just looking forward to that. Praise be unto God. Just looking forward to that along with the spiritual food, that we will have good, healthy food. You know, we've got to do right by these temples. We really have got to do right by these temples. Oh, praise be unto God. So, y'all be blessed, be blessed. Beloved, thank you so very much for speaking with us this morning. Thank you, my love.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All righty, beloved. So now you've heard it. Last week we told you, you know, how to take the four stanzas of that song, He Walks With Me, not four stanzas, the four lines. He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. How we broke that down, each line, and told us how God is with us. So we're developing intimacy with us. And then today, developing your worship, which brings about prophecy. And so that is our stage two of developing this. And remember, we can't take this to the street if we don't have it in us. So get it in you. And remember, the Holy Spirit is already in you. Release him. Don't hold him. Don't quench the Spirit of God. Release the Spirit of God within. Begin to practice your personal worship at home. Practice it in the car, at home, in the bathroom, when you're at work, practice speaking to him, getting in touch with him. Just do it and watch what happens. Just do it and watch what happens. Beloved, in case you didn't realize it, we are in the season of Lent. Is that, did I say that right? Yes. That's the season that we're in. Asking you to make whatever sacrifice that you have to make, that you put aside as we're going on through this season to come up to Resurrection Sunday. Make this an awesome, awesome season. Make it an awesome season. And I'm telling you, you're going to see a change. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that you will see a change. Beloved, we've come to the end of our time, so we've got to leave you. Excuse me. We've got to leave you. But remember, we're only leaving this telephone line, but we're not leaving the presence of God. Be blessed. I love you.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.